step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
My name is Matt Marinovich, and for the new season of Murder Homes, I have found homes whose stories are just a little bit darker. We'll talk to a prisoner convicted of first-degree murder, follow a crime scene cleanup crew to a horrific tragedy, take a road trip to a bucolic summer camp in upstate New York, where a preacher buried the bodies of his adoring disciples, and bring you face to face with one of the most unlikely killers of all. You can get 100% ad-free exclusive bonus content, including access to early episodes of Murder Homes, by subscribing to the iHeart True Crime Plus channel today. Available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. Listen to Murder Homes Season 2 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeart Radio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Samuel Chong back with us, certified court interpreter and Chinese translator. He has interpreted a number of books from Prophecy, the Revelation of H.M. versus Stuck, and he has taken these messages in order to give people hope and help promote a better world through his scholarship. Samuel, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me again, George.
My pleasure. What got you involved in these interpretations of these books?
Well, I was always fascinated by space and the paranormal when I was young. I thought if the ETs could contact us and we can just learn from them to get as much information as possible about the technologies and the mysteries of the paranormal so that we can just solve all the mysteries. And so I stumbled upon this book, Theobald Prophecy and 334 Lies, and I thought it's a good idea to have them translated into Chinese and English so that more people can read them. So that got me into translating these two books into Chinese and also into from German to English.
How old are these books, Samuel?
Well, the first book, Theobald Prophecy, it was written in 1989 and got published in English in Australia in 1993. And the second book, 334 Lies, it was originally published in German in 2001, and then I had it translated into English just last year.
So relatively new books.
Yes, relatively new books, yes.
And the authors of them, they are where?
Well, Theobald Prophecy was written by Michel Demarquet. He was a French-Australian who passed away 4 years ago.
Ah.
And the second book, the autobiography about the highest chair of the Illuminati, he actually disappeared right after he finished writing this book. So no one knows where he is at right now.
And this ET technology and knowledge, tell me where you got your information from these books or elsewhere?
From this book, actually specifically from the book Theobald Prophecy, because it contains so much information that we can actually verify.
Let's talk about some of the technology that they might possess. And do we have any of it now?
Well, interestingly enough, they revealed some technologies that every one of us can incorporate and utilize for our own benefit. But there are also other technologies that need specific kind of research and development in order to incorporate the technologies. But there is something that we can actually do to help us, like to improve our health and also well-being.
And you're a staunch believer in both, aren't you?
Yes, I do. I believe that the information contained in this book can really benefit us spiritually and also materially.
Well, with Samuel Chong, his websites are linked up at coasttocoastam.com. ET technology, what does that mean to you?
To me, it means that the technologies that we haven't been able to develop or commercialize or promote it to a wide spread audience. There are certain ET technologies that are withheld by certain group of people, for example, the military or special interest groups, that people like us haven't been able to really take advantage of them. But I think certain technologies, as written in this book, should be promoted on a wider scale.
Now, the ET propulsion systems, what do you think it is? I mean, how are they able to travel such vast differences? They're doing something different that we obviously can't do.
That's right. They're able to travel a long distance in such a short time because, according to this book, The Obel Prophecy, they first travel at a speed faster than the speed of light, a few times faster than the speed of light, into deep space. And then in deep space, they used what they call transubstantiation or teleportation to immediately transfer themselves or teleport themselves into another location in deep space. And then from that location, they travel again at a few times faster than the speed of light to reach their destination, their own planet.
Are they constantly in touch with you, Samuel?
No, because I actually would like them to only help me when it is absolutely necessary, because I really want to take full advantage of my lifetime to really grow and to respond to my life challenges, because that's the best way to learn. When you are given a meal or when you are given the solutions to a puzzle or a problem, that's probably not the best way to learn or to remember. I really want to learn it on my own ways, without their intervention.
Couple areas on this planet that have been fascinating to all of us, the Great Pyramids of Giza and the Bermuda Triangle area. You've looked at both of these through the eyes of ETs, haven't you?
That's right. I was very curious about the Great Pyramid and the Bermuda Triangle, so this book provides the answers. And regarding the Great Pyramid, it really resonates to me that it's actually a tool or energy center that captures cosmic energy and also terrestrial energies, so that people who use the Great Pyramid correctly could actually communicate with ETs on other planets and also to explore parallel universe. And also, like according to this book, the ancient Egyptians also used the Great Pyramid correctly to make rains and to moderate weather. And I found that to be very interesting because there are scientists, modern scientists, that also show that the Great Pyramid is an energy center that can actually do a lot of wonderful things. And they also used what they call organ energy to make rain,
yeah,
and to moderate weather.
Modern scientists are using that now, so they picked that up from that kind of technology.
Exactly. So that's very interesting.
It really is. They ionize the clouds with it, don't they?
That's right. That's actually done by scientists from the University of Reading in the UK, and they did a lot of experiments and successfully.
And what do you think the Bermuda Triangle is, Samuel?
Well, according to the advanced beautiful ETs from Theoba, the Bermuda Triangle is actually an entry to a warp or a portal to a parallel universe. So people, ships, or planes that are near that area got sucked into this portal. And I think it's really interesting because it can actually explain a lot of the cases the missing 411 cases by David Politis.
Yeah.
In which
people just disappear.
Yeah, they just mysteriously vanish in national parks. I mean, it's so strange that they disappear in clustered areas. And also the rescue dogs don't pick up any scent. And also, like, people in a group, just like one person within this line of people just suddenly vanish.
And you don't hear them scream or anything. They're just gone.
Right, right. And corpses actually are found in inaccessible places. And also there are cases in which when the corpses are found, they found that they walked to their bones. So this actually matches the account of Michel Demarquet, who actually went inside of the parallel universe and actually saw what went on inside of everything.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, I'm Johnny B. Goode, host of the podcast Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon, which dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, Centratech, and explores how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed. Ray Trapani, a 26-year-old dropout who was a recovering addict with no tech experience, founded one of the hottest startups in 2017. Ray's company was endorsed by major credit card companies, celebs like DJ Khaled and Floyd Mayweather, and appointed a Harvard-educated CEO. It was gonna be the next big thing, until it wasn't, because the entire company was one big lie. I'm excited to let you know that all episodes of Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon, are available and 100% ad-free exclusively with the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, so you can binge the entire season. So don't wait. Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
Samuel, have you been aboard an ET craft?
No, I have not, but I'd love to when I have the chance.
Would you go if they asked you?
Yes, I would definitely go, like Michelle did.
What if they didn't bring you back?
Well, I would be very happy because to Michel Demarquet and to me, the category 9th planet is actually like just like a paradise. Everything is so perfect and so loving and so compassionate. And the people there perform all the miracles that's performed by Jesus Christ as documented in the Bible. So they could do everything that Jesus Christ did. And I think that would be a perfect place. I wouldn't want to come back, actually.
You really wouldn't?
I really want to go there, yes.
But you wouldn't matter if you stayed there?
It doesn't really matter because...
I'd miss my family, I think.
Well, Michel Demarquet thought that he would miss his family, but he didn't. He forgot his family.
No.
And he did. He forgot his family.
Oh, my God.
And actually, he didn't want to come back. They actually didn't tell him that he was coming back, and he felt really, really sad after he was told that he was coming back to Earth.
So he has written this book, Theo Uba Prophecy.
That's right.
And this is based on his experiences with ETs?
Exactly. And he documented everything that he saw, he witnessed, he heard, or he experienced. So it's a very detailed account of his personal experiences of traveling to this planet called Theoba or Jehovah for 9 days and then came back.
It's too bad we've lost him.
Yes, 4 years ago.
He also wrote about a time machine. Tell me about that.
Well, according to the Theobans, the U.S. government was actually developing a time machine at that time, I think in the late 80s or earlier than that. In the very beginning, through the Philadelphia experiment, when they found that there could be a distortion of time and space when they project a certain wavelength of frequencies into the ships. So they say that the U.S. government, the military, was actually making a mistake. They were actually trying to adapt to the wavelength, which is a mistake. They should have adapted to the vibrations of the Akashic records, which rotates around Earth like at 7 times the speed of light. So people with practice, they can actually go inside of the Akashic records and look at what happened in the past, in history. So this is actually can be done by people who are highly spiritual and who have the power to do so.
It is fascinating how that works, isn't it?
Yeah. But going to the future is another concept. And it's another thing that, well, our actions decide what future is going to be like. So we can actually see certain probabilities that's going to happen in the future, but it's not a fixed projection. We really need to act in order to determine what the future is going to be like exactly.
What's easier, going back into time or going into the future?
Going back in time is much easier than going into the future.
Huh. And you believe that the future depends a lot on consciousness and things like that?
Exactly. And the Theobans, they can only see about 100 years or so to the future. They cannot predict what's going to happen more than 100 years ahead of us.
That's still a long ways out anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, so we really need to get it going and to mend our ways, because actually the book, Theoba Prophecy, is not a book of prophecy. It's a book of warnings, just like the book of Enoch. When Enoch was told to write a book, and he did so, and he was taken away by Jehovah or God, and a few decades later, Noah was told to build an ark, and Noah was a great grandson of Enoch. Michel de Marquet, the author of Theoba Prophecy, was also told to write this book. And he said that what Enoch described in the book of Enoch is very similar to what he actually saw on the planet Theoba or Jehovah. And similarly, you can imagine what's going to happen a few decades later. And I think this is a very kind of a parallel comparison between Enoch and Michel de Marquet.
Tell us about this anti-gravity technology that you came upon.
Well, according to this book, the Theobans, they're really kind of adept at incorporating anti-gravitational technologies in everything that they do. For example, when they travel within on their planet, they use like a traveling vehicle, which is like a small hand device that neutralizes the what they call cold magnetic forces of their planet. And they say that if you raise your vibrations to a higher level, the vibrations can actually neutralize the gravity of the planet. So similarly, the same technology can be developed on Earth. And actually, I personally think that the government has already developed the anti-gravitational technologies.
Are they using it now, do you think, Samuel?
Yes, in some of the secret government programs. trying to reverse engineering the technologies of the grave, and also trying to get their own advantage from their competitors.
You've seen the videos shot from the USS Nimitz from the jets, right?
Yes, I've seen that, yes.
Tic Tac videos. Is it possible that those craft are ours?
Yes. This is a very interesting question because there are ways to distinguish the craft that are really ours and also the craft that are real ETs. One way to distinguish them is that our crafts are actually mostly triangular in shape, and the ET crafts are more like spherical shaped, and they kind of give the people a more kind of comfortable and loving experience, in which our craft, sometimes they try to imitate or project like a scary experience to the people that they abduct. I think the real ETs, they are spiritually developed, in a much more advanced level, that they don't want to invade us at all, or they don't want to cause harm to us. Because otherwise they wouldn't be allowed to travel to other planets. Using a similar comparison, like we traveled to the moon about 50 years ago, but we never went back. The reason, according to Michel Demarquet, is that we were warned off from the moon. We were still fighting against ourselves, like among ourselves. So we are not ready. We were not ready, and we are still not ready to explore the universe to other planets, because we're just going to pollute other planets. They don't want us to really cause any harm to the inhabitants of other planets, so they would do everything possible to prevent us from, for example, landing on the moon again.
By warding us off the moon, why?
Because, we have a lot of intentions that are not necessarily good for the harmonious, like the universe or other inhabitants on other planets. If we keep fighting against ourselves, that means that we would fight other ETs on other planets. They wouldn't want us to happen, and they would prevent us from going to the moon again or to explore other planets. I mean, even if Elon Musk wants to travel to Mars or maybe to go to another planet, I don't think that's going to happen because the ETs are going to warn us and to prevent us from doing that so successfully.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
My name is Matt Marinovich, and for the new season of Murder Homes, I have found homes whose stories are just a little bit darker. We'll talk to a prisoner convicted of first-degree murder, follow a crime scene cleanup crew to a horrific tragedy, take a road trip to a bucolic summer camp in upstate New York, where a preacher buried the bodies of his adoring disciples, and bring you face-to-face with one of the most unlikely killers of all. You can get 100% ad-free exclusive bonus content, including access to early episodes of Murder Homes, by subscribing to the iHeart True Crime Plus channel today. Available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. Listen to Murder Homes Season 2 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Johnny B. Good, host of the podcast Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon, which dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, Centratech, and explores how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed. Ray Trapani, a 26-year-old dropout who was a recovering addict with no tech experience, founded one of the hottest startups in 2017. Ray's company was endorsed by major credit card companies, celebs like DJ Khaled and Floyd Mayweather, and appointed a Harvard-educated CEO. It was going to be the next big thing, until it wasn't. Because the entire company was one big lie. I'm excited to let you know that all episodes of Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon, are available and 100% ad-free exclusively with the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, so you can binge the entire season. So don't wait. Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.